So when did you kind of get bit by the music bug? Because your sound is different. You don't sound like anybody else, which is pretty cool. So how did that all come about? When did music become your thing?
Well, you see, like, I did music for fun. When I tried doing it, I used to be kicked out in the church. I actually wanted to sing when I was in Kenya. And when I started doing rap, I wasn't doing it well, too. I used to be kicked out of studios as well. But it took me a while, because every time I tried to rap, I sound like somebody who was already famous. So it took me some time to actually create a style that is my own. And just meeting different people, working with different people, and constantly trying to experience, throwing a new experience every time I go out. So I'll probably say I've probably been performing for probably, or singing for 5 years before I caught out this kind of sound that I'm putting out.
You said before that you'd get kicked out of studios because people said that you sounded like somebody famous. Who was that? Who did you emulate?
P. Diddy. Ah. I heard P. Diddy on a radio once sang a song called Jesus, My Best Friend. And I said, oh, even gangsters can sing to God. Then I went and wrote a song called All We Need Is Jesus. And the song was like a complete rip-off of the entire song, except the lyrics are different. The hook lyrics are different, but the tune sound the same. So that was my early stages. I didn't understand the difference between the melodies. So I went to a studio. The guy told me, no, do you know this song? You're going to be sued. You actually took somebody else's tune and you're singing on it. And you sound like a guy called Puff Daddy. The guy told me, you can't do it. Get out of the studio. That's how embarrassing it was.
Oh, man.